Accession number 19672, Reel 4.
Mr. Neil said all Reel 4.
The patrolling of the River Mars whilst we were in Waspik lasted, I should imagine, for a month, maybe two, I'm not quite sure, because about that time I was recalled to the UK and left 41 Commando to go back to the signal school in the UK for an upgraded signals course with a view to joining 3 SS Brigade, or 3 Commander Brigade as it's now known, earmarked for service in the Far East. The training lasted 9 months, I suppose, in the UK, which brings me up to 1946. Training was at various parts of the country, the last place being at Wrexham in North Wales, which is not too far from where my mother and father were then living. And I had the opportunity to call on and see them on a number of occasions. And eventually I was earmarked for an advance party of three Commander Brigade headquarters who were earmarked to go to Hong Kong at the end of the war. We were supposed to fly out, or we did fly out from Cambridge in Dakotas. We got as far as Castle Bonito in Tripoli, where the plane developed problems. We were in Castle Bonito for about a fortnight. From there, we went to Karachi in India, as it was then. It hadn't been partitioned. And we spent nearly 3 months in Karachi waiting for further transport to take us onward. From Karachi we went by train to Bombay on on a typical Indian third class train, wooden seats, crouching toilets, no air conditioning, only the open windows. We spent a month in Bombay under canvas on the race course, and from Bombay we went again by train to Calcutta, where we spent another fortnight waiting for a plane, and eventually managed to get another Dakota, which took off over the hump, as they call it, to China. We got as far as Saigon, and the plane developed trouble, so we had to put down at Saigon. We were there for a fortnight again, waiting for parts, and eventually arrived in Hong Kong nearly 3 months after leaving the UK, in which time the main body of the commando were already in Hong Kong, familiarised with the territory at home, and we were supposed to be the advance party to go out there to make everything possible for them. However, it was all very interesting, and like an extended 3 month holiday in foreign parts. My stay in Hong Kong was very pleasant. Garrison duties. very little contact with the Japanese. They'd all been shipped home. The civilian population were trying to get back to what they considered to be normal. And we were just acting as garrison troops. It was a very pleasant interlude in my service life. Lots of swimming, a lot of parties, much more freedom than we'd enjoyed during the war, or the fighting of the war, I should say. So again, my stay in Hong Kong to me was very, very pleasant. It was like a 12, 18 month holiday.
This is 46.
Pardon?
This is 1946.
46, 47. Yeah. In 47, late 47, I was again returned to the UK by convoy for a further course in signalling, which would make me then an instructor. And we arrived back in the UK August or September, I suppose, of 1947, and reported to Portsmouth, which is my home base. And then I suddenly felt that I'd had enough of service life. I'd seen very little of my wife, and even less of my daughter, who had been born in 1944, just before we landed in Normandy. So I decided that I would like to return to civilian life. And I applied through the usual channels, using an excuse that I was coerced into signing for 12 years as opposed to volunteering wholly, which was reviewed and talked about by various high-ranking officers, because there were a number of men who were in a similar situation to myself, who had joined at the same time as myself, who were also anxious to return to civilian life without serving their full 12 years. And the scheme, for want of a better word, as it was known, was called joining the services under a misapprehension. That's and we tried very, very hard to obtain our discharge from the Royal Marines. And unfortunately, this did not succeed. So I had to alter my plans and think of a different way of obtaining my discharge. For now, I had made up my mind that I did not wish to be a peacetime Marine. As proud as I am of the fact that I've served, I did not want to carry on in peacetime. So I thought, I'll try for a medical discharge. Now, when I joined the Marines in 1940, I had then the makings of two small bunions, one on each foot. And I thought this would be a good place to start. So prior to going to the MO one morning, I rubbed them very hard with a pumice stone so that they shone like a boozer's nose, for want of a better phrase. They were very red and looked very sore indeed. So I went to the MO and told him that I was suffering pains in my feet. And he examined them and said, yes, you've got two very nasty looking bunions, one on each foot. Why do you think they are hurting? And I had no explanation. I said, all I know is that my boots hurt me. And if I wear bigger boots, they flop about. So eventually I was excused boots, wear shoes, which is unheard of in the Royal Marines at that time. I took a lot of stick from my comrades about wearing shoes, and quite a bit of stick from one or two officers who thought it was ludicrous. However, I persevered and went back to the MO after a suitable time to tell him that my feet were no better. And I was excused shoes, wear canvas slippers, which we were issued with, which are quite soft and pleasant to wear. And I paraded from then on in full kit and slippers. And eventually, through this performance, I managed to be discharged from the Royal Marines as physically unfit for Marine service in 1948. I left Portsmouth in January of 48, having served 8 years, all but a fortnight. 8 happy years, despite all the awful things that had happened to me and mine, and proud, very proud indeed, to be a Royal Marine. But civilian life beckoned, and within a fortnight, I was accepted for the Lancashire Constabulary, feet and all.
Could I just ask you about Saigon? Did you see anything of the political and or military situation in Saigon when you stopped over?
None at all. Now, when we stopped in Saigon, it was... I forget, really. It's no more than a week. Maybe... It might have been a fortnight. I'm not quite sure. No. Our spell in Saigon was sightseeing. There was no unrest, no unrest, no... problems, no troubles, no nothing. It was just another fortnight's holiday, as far as we were concerned.